Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah, it's 2411050321748.
Okay, let me pull up your file real fast. Okay, is this Winding Hills Designs?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
This is Joe Meyer.
Joe Meyer. Okay, and what's your business? Are you the owner?
Yes.
Okay. 100% owner?
Nope, I'm 50% owner.
50%, okay, perfect. Okay, and what's a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected?
Sure, it's 970-309-3482.
All right, so I'm going to confirm some of the information that I have here on file and then answer any questions. All right, can you just verify the billing address?
Billing address is 9844 Titan Court, Unit 12, Littleton, Colorado, 80125.
All right. What's the company phone number?
970-309-3482.
Okay, so same number. Perfect. And email?
J. Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, at windinghd.com.
Okay. Okay, and then how do you structure your company? Is it a LLC, sole prop?
LLC.
LLC? Okay, and how long have you guys been in business?
4 years.
4 years. All right, so we have many programs available, so depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction here.
Okay, sounds good.
Cool.
What we are looking for right now is short-term lending and up to about $150,000. The reason we need it is to fulfill, in particular, a large purchase order that we received that the funds would go towards the production of it. So this is where we're at right now. So we are looking for just some extra lending to get us through. And we're talking probably 3 to 6 months is the term that we're really looking for.
Okay.
Some cash.
Perfect. Just out of what is the purchase order? What are you guys ordering?
It's Sam's Club, and they order.
Oh, right on.
We do a version of a magnetic world and U.S. map, and they originally started with 42,000 units for this fall. They underprojected that quite a bit, so it went up to 56, and now it's up to 75. So
wow,
it was the extra. It was the extra increase that's kind of got us in a position to find some more cash and to get through this project. So
the production, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's exciting, it's challenging, all those things. So
right on. Okay, so 150, 3 to 6 months. Okay.
Let me get your name real quick. I didn't think your name.
That's okay. My name is Steve.
Steve. Okay, Steve.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Anyways, that's where we're at. And if I can give you any more information and get us in the right direction, let me know. But that's our situation.
So. Yeah, I have quite a few questions. I'm just, get a better idea of what we're doing here. When do you need it by?
Well, that's the thing. It's fairly quickly. They just increased that number a couple weeks ago, and they want a quick turn on it. So This is something that we're looking to receive no later than within 2 weeks, I would say. And I don't know how fast you guys move, but I have all the, you know, all the
documentation
you would want from our company in place and could be sent over, you know, within probably today. So
which cool.
I'm probably looking for. So.
Awesome. Your favorite kind of client. Perfect. Yeah. All right. So, no, yeah, we actually move pretty fast. So, you know, depending on, you know, how fast you need it, you know, we can get you an answer usually within 24 hours, depending on what time of day it is. And we can usually get you funded with the money in a couple of days. So that's a really nice thing.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So with that 150K, is that how much you need or is that how much you want?
That is, in fact, 150 is, I'm assuming that you got, you know,
mm-hmm.
with your company that there's a payback of on a weekly or daily basis. To me, the 150 makes sure that we have enough for what we need, but also has the, you know, cash there to make sure that we're, you know,
perfect,
not going okay. low with the amount of payments that we're going to be making. You know,
yeah, exactly. Okay.
So,
all right.
We originate, and honestly, we have other sources of lending, and 100 is a number that would get us through the fall. Also, it's just a matter of, you know, and maybe we got to look at, I think we should consider both 100, 150. I wouldn't go over 150 though.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. So what I normally do is I try to get you qualified for the most amount and for, you know, the longest term, and then we work backwards from there. So that's the nice thing. So even if you get approved for way more than 150, you don't have to take all of that. You know, you can always take just the 150 or just the 100. So what do you want to do? That's
right.
The easiest way to do it. Perfect. Okay. And what's going to be, now you said you have 76,000 units. Are you guys expecting more than that coming up here soon, or?
We are expecting more, I'm guessing, going into 2017, but the, you know, once they start paying for some of these initial purchasers, which we've already produced close to half of that,
mm-hmm.
Once, you know, and we're starting to ship in October. So the 60-day term says, you start receiving your payments, you know,
yeah.
And they're always going to slow pay and that kind of stuff. So early January, I'm going to say that we're going to start getting some of the larger payments in that will allow us to pay back, you know,
okay.
we're borrowing to do the production. So.
Okay. Right on. So, all right. With that being said, how much are you going to make off of that, off of this, 150? What's your return on the investment?
The return on the investment would be about over a half million.
Awesome. Cool.
Yeah,
that's
you
good.
Know, the actual purchase orders as on hand right now is for 1.7 million. So
very
right
nice.
Around there. I don't have it in front of me, but I have the POs in front of me. So.
Okay. Very cool. Now, how would you rate your credit? Would it be good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's over 700.
Okay, that's right. Do you know, like,
yeah.
an estimation of what it could be at? It's okay if you don't know the exact number.
Yeah, I would say it's 720, you know, you can put 720 down. I mean, that's what
okay.
comes up on my, around what comes up on my Discover card when they update it each month. So.
Okay, right on, that's good. All right, so the nice thing with the capital loans, too, have you ever worked with capital loans? I'm just curious. The short
no.
term? Okay.
No.
Well,
I'm in the process of talking to somebody else also, so I'm really just getting into this. I've worked with banks. We've gotten regular bank loans, traditional bank loans before,
mm-hmm.
I've worked with a lot of different lenders, but mostly traditional. This one, this one's not as traditional as it typically goes. So,
right,
I have
yeah,
a little understanding of it, but yeah, please fill me in on how
sure.
it works. So,
Normally with capital loans, for our company, anyways, it's unsecured cash, so it gets directly deposited right into your account. That being said, because it is unsecured cash, it is a little bit risky. You know, there's no collateral behind it, so that's why.
Right.
it's unsecured. So now it is a shorter term, like you said, but it's perfect. You're looking for 3 to 6 months. So that's even nice, because even if you get a longer term and you decide to pay it off early, you know, there's no penalty for that either. Now, what I can, you know, warn you about is some banks will tell you, oh yeah, we can get you, you know, a working capital loan for all this, you know, all this stuff that they always promise you, and then they don't get you that. The thing with me is that, you know, I'm very upfront with everything. And the working capital, like I said, is unsecured cash. So that's pretty much the gist of it on the capital loans. It's more based off of your sales than it is your credit. We do have to take a look at your credit, but it's a very small part of it. It's just a soft pull. But it's really based off of your sales. So with that, what were your annual sales like last year? Gross.
Annual sales last year, we were right around, I can't remember the exact number.
It's okay if you just ballpark, yeah.
Yeah, I was in the $600,000 or $700,000, I believe.
Okay. And what are you guys on track for this year, do you know? What's that?
For this year, oh gosh, yeah. A lot. Big increase because of this Sam's Club. You know, this will be closer to $3 million.
For this year?
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
And that's because you know, the Sam's Club. That's,
yeah.
I mean, you look at what we were trying to do was 1.3 to 1.5, and then Sam's was not part of our budget, and that added 1.7. I mean, added one. What we added 1.7. So.
Well, that's great, man. Were you guys always part with Sam's, or was that just a new thing that you guys picked up?
That's a new account from the beginning of the year. It took a long time to set it up, but that happened early this year. In the summer, we pretty much sealed the deal, and somebody else is manufacturing this for us.
Uh-huh.
But we share the cost of the manufacturing of it. It's a big company out of Chicago. So.
That's good, man. That's good. It worked out in the end for you.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. And you said you're 50% owner. Now, when it comes to the ownership, I know you're 50%, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to all the paperwork and stuff, we're probably going to need both of your signatures just because you get both 50-50
mm-hmm.
on that. That will only just get you better deals anyways, better programs.
Mm-hmm.
What is the other owner's name? Just your partner.
Rick Salek.
S-A-L-E-K. E-K.
Yeah.
All right. And he's been in business for 4 years. I'm just taking some hand notes here. I'm old school. Okay. 4 years in the business. How'd you get into the business? Just curious.
Business, we started with a different type of wall decor that was not magnetic,
uh-huh.
And then we slowly drifted into just magnetic wall decor, which we have a line of. Our brand is actually called Home Magnetics. And
oh, wow.
Now we do all magnetic art, so it's decorative bulletin boards, but they're also interactive with magnets. We do all this achievement type art or like the one that Sam's picking up. It's a world and U.S. map. That's like all the magnets marked off all the places you've been, places you want to go, that type of stuff. So.
Oh, okay.
But it just transitioned into it. It started with that world map years ago when we were already starting to do production for a regular wall decor with another partner, and then we just went off and did the magnetic side of it, and this is what it's turned into. So.
Right on. You said you do residential too? Like, you guys go in and put up, like, magnetic art in for the homes?
No. We're a wholesaler. We make this and we sell.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Different customers. Like, you'll see our stuff in Bed Bath & Beyond and Groupon, Amazon.
Oh, okay. So this Sam's Club is pretty big. Is this your biggest client or your biggest, who you guys sell to? Yeah?
By far.
Very nice, man. You guys trying to expand? Go bigger?
They are already interested in a lot of our other products, so Sam's Club in itself could grow the company pretty large if they continue to start picking up our products going into 2017. So, but mm-hmm. at the same time, Groupon's a great customer too. Groupon does a lot of the same similar type product for us.
That's all. Yeah, I mean, with Sam's Club too, you have all those others. So like Walmart, because that's part of Sam's Club too, isn't it?
They are. Walmart and Sam's are the same.
Well, that's cool. Right on. Okay, now you said you were looking somewhere else. Who are you guys looking through or looking at also?
Swift Capital has been, I've been in touch with them. They sent me over their terms. That was the first person I contacted. So I have their terms in front of me. And really what I wanted to get from you is if you could email me over what, I have to explain to you how your guys' program works. It's the same way, but like they sent me over their 6 month, their 9 month, their 12 month option. So and it showed me what their origination cost was, what their payback costs were, and then for me it's easy to put them up next to each other and just say, hey, which one works better? So
and I can tell you this: we do a lot of work with companies that have gone with Swift before, and they're a little bit different than us. The reason I say that is because it's weird how they have their payments set up. Ours are a little bit different. Ours are fixed payback, so it's the exact same payback, like the exact same number over and over and over until it's paid off. So there's no fluctuation in that. Like how they have it fluctuating, like on your 6 month, 9 month, all that. It's kind of different. So I mean, with ours, it all depends on how many months you're looking for. And if you're looking for 3 to 6 months, like everything would be different. Like the payback rate would be different from a 3 month term to a 6 month term. So, that's going to be the difference there. The best way I can do it though, is to get all the information, like all the documentation from you. That way I can get harder numbers and then I can send out everything to you and you can see which ones, if you want to put them next to each other. Even if they have, even if Swift has something, if you want to send us what Swift has, we can, I know we can. We can 100% beat that just because we do it a lot. We're very competitive. And so just saying for that as well.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. What would you need from me to, I sent them over just 4 months bank statements to start, and then they were able to just start with that, and then it was at least give me a starting point to just say, okay, this one looks, this is what I'm up against, this is what I'm looking at. So what would you need to just send over, like, say what I would really like to see is a 3, a 6, and a 9 month. Actually, the 3, I wouldn't even do the 3. The 3 might be pushing it a little bit.
Okay. I can get you the 3, 6, and 9. That's okay.
Yeah, do the 3, 6, and 9, and then, we can be open to say, okay, let me know what you want to see first to give me an accurate estimate on what 3, 6, and 9 would look like, and then I'll try and get it over to you. And if you can get it over to me today, I'd like to, start pulling the trigger on some stuff early next week. It's what I'm shooting for. So.
Okay. I mean, it's early enough today because I'm in California. I'm in San Diego, so we're an hour behind you guys. It might be early enough today for me to get you, some hard numbers there. But that's, all dependent if I can get the paperwork, from you real fast. Just curious, how do your bank statements look? What's the beginning balances? What's the ending balances? Just take last month, for instance.
Yeah. I mean, it's all going to hover within probably the 90 to 120,000.
Okay.
Something like that.
Perfect. The bank, so. Okay. And there's no really negative days or anything like that?
No. Okay. And we've had some big expenses come out because of the way this is going. What you're going to see in there is you're going to see big expenses come out, and you're going to see big, payments go in from different businesses, from different receivables and that kind of stuff. So you're going to see it moving quite a bit, more than it probably normally does just because of to handle the production of the Sam's Club. But an average balance, you're probably going to see hovering right around 100,000. So.
Perfect. Yeah, that's good. That's really good. The main thing they look at is for, like the negative, like the NSFs or the, you know, beginning balances and ending balances. That sounds perfect.
No, we probably went as low as 30,000 at one point with a couple good payments coming out, but it jumps right back up again. It doesn't stay there. So.
All right. Perfect. Okay. Well, let me do this. Let me have your email, Jay Meyer. Okay. And, I'll send you all the stuff that I would need, you know, to get you, you know, actual real hard numbers here. It's very light stuff. Let me see. Do you guys take credit card payments at all or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a big part of your business?
No, very small part of our business.
Okay.
We have a website
mm-hmm.
online, but that website is typically for our retailers just to have a reference for their customers of what the actual price of what these typically sell for. But we do minimal business through our website. So.
Okay, then I wouldn't even worry about that. So yeah, so it's just three really easy things. Just the bank statements, your tax return, and the application. And I'll send that all in the email.
Okay.
All right, and
send that over. I'll work on it. I'll try and get going on. Most of the stuff I have right in front of me anyway. So I will. I'm pretty sure I can fill the application out and get you the rest of it back here sometime probably later this afternoon. So hopefully you can turn it pretty quick, and I can at least look over it over the weekend. You know. So.
Yeah. I will try everything in my power to do that. So. Yeah, let me send that to you right now. She'd get it about 5 minutes.
Okay, Steve. What about should I mm-hmm. is there a number that I should call you direct on?
It'll be on that email. All my contact information. It'll be my direct line, my email.
Okay.
Everything that you need to have. So, all that stuff will be on there.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Sounds good. I'll look for it and try and get it right back over to you here soon.
All right, Joe. Well, I do appreciate your time.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.